Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the first show of the new year. Welcome to Hear No Evil here at Blog Talk Radio. I am your show host, producer, and tonight our topic is what would you call a woman with five lovers? Now, society says that men and women cannot do the same thing. So if a man has five women, he calls his women, many would say he was a player, or the man. But when a woman has it, that is five lovers, what is she called? Please tell me. I wanna discuss this topic, but I need your opinion. What would you call a woman with five men in her love life? Call me right now. I'm on until 7 o'clock, 347-989-0761. 347-989-0761. Now, the only reason why I brought this topic up is because I was on a group founded by a bad boy producer, hitman, Ron Lawrence. You know, I had him on the show. He has a group called the Hip Hop Museum, and we were talking on there, and someone posted about Shorty Low. Now, Shorty Low is this rapper that made that Laffy Taffy track. He from the South. You know, a lot of those country dudes, they're really, really, really flamboyant, right? Well, Shorty Low just inked him a deal with one of these reality networks, and now he's going to have a show called My Baby Mamas. Now, I know it's ratchet. I know a lot of you are saying, like, we really don't need another reality show showing black people in a negative limelight. But this guy is the ultimate player. Like, in my book, he's getting over. He has 11 children or 10 children by 11 women, different women. No matter what, he has 10 baby mamas or 11 baby mamas and 10 children. Now, between you and I, somebody has to take care of these kids. I don't know if the women are working. I don't know who they are, but I know when I saw the promo, there's this young girl who is in his life now who has no children by him. She's a very young girl, and it seems like the majority of the women that were with him were young when they got with him. I don't know how old he is. I don't see what they're so enthused about him. He just seems like a very misogynistic, whack country bumpkin. He is nothing intelligent about him. I mean, he just seems like a pimp. And the women just seem like they have very low self-esteem, but nevertheless, they had unprotected sex with this man. This is the thing that I'm talking about. Like, the first one, when you got with him and you had multiple children, you didn't get married, like, and then there's one who claims that she's the one responsible for the money and blah. You know, like, really? Like, we're not in Africa. We're in America. These things are going on every day. But then again, you know, we had a real show starring white people that were Mormons, and they promoted living. You know, he was married to multiple women, and it just was not a good thing. Some women can deal with that. I don't know about you. I don't know if I can handle that. Maybe one baby mama, but 9 other baby mamas? I just don't know if I could deal with that many people. But anyway, we have a caller calling in from a 212 area code. Is that a City College phone number I see on the screen? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio on the air.
Hey, it's the Energizer Bunny, Joe LaFitz, calling in to comment. Because if a woman with 5 lovers, let me tell you, I call her lucky. You wanted to know what I call her? I call her lucky, okay? One
who
to pay your
speaking with?
This is Ejola, the little black girl that's at all of the Tools of Wars events with Sister Christy with the glasses.
Wow, finally we get a chance to talk. How
are you? I happen to be at work late, and I saw your little thing go up on the email saying, I'm on the air. I said, oh, that's on it. Let me call in. And then I saw the topic. I said, ooh, that's lucky. Well, why am I speaking to myself? Let me tell Darlene.
What, you said you call her lucky?
Yep, because she's got one lover to pay the rent, one lover to pay the cable, one lover to pay that cell phone, one lover to buy stuff for them kids I don't have, and another one to put food on the table.
Well, why? But you didn't mention anything about love. You just talking about
people paying bills. Yeah, but you didn't say five women, a man who's in love with 5 women. I mean,
no,
a woman who's...
No, I said lovers. I didn't say in love, but I'm just saying, you didn't say anything, so you're just assuming she's having sex with all of them. That's what you're telling me?
Yeah, that's what a lover is to me. When you in love with your man, that's one thing. But when you got a lover, you can have as many of them as you want. They like pets.
Now, that's a woman that knows her, that knows how to make it happen. Now, a lot of people on Facebook gave me a lot of negative feedback. A lot of them was like, oh, she's a hoe. Oh, she's this. She's
nah,
a
man,
she's
lucky. I'm just saying, because I read the question correctly. You said a woman with 5 lovers, not a woman in love with 5 men.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference. They better recognize and know. I'm just saying.
And nowadays, it's very, very rare mm-hmm. that you find men that are willing to, like, reach in their pockets, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
just to be taking care of a person because there's always a secret agenda. And then you have a lot of these women that have, like, nice little cushions, little job, little positions, and they just said to themselves, oh, I don't need a man. I can do it by myself.
That's probably because they're ugly. No, I'm just, I didn't say that. I did not say that on the air, but that's probably because they're ugly. That's why they say.
They ugly, and they are alone, and they're lonely,
in their hearts,
and
in their hearts, because what happens, I do believe, is a lot of women who have lovers pretend that they are in love, so they mislead their lovers.
Mm.
Okay, half the time, men are lovers and don't even know it.
Mm. Wow.
Just saying.
See, that's a whole nother topic. Being in a relationship and not knowing you're in love. No. So what's the new year? What's the new year looking like for you? What's going on in your life?
Well, between working 9 to 5 and just taking care of mama, you know, those come first. You can get another job, you can get another apartment, but you only got one mama, so you take care of her. And I'm just glad that we're here and we made it through another year. Thank God.
Well, that's really a good thing. I lost my mother, like, in 1990. So
mm-hmm.
you are right. You only get one. And she was such a young woman when she, you know, lost her battle with pancreatic cancer. And so I am here to fight for her and make sure that, you know, she doesn't, her life was not in vain.
There you
and,
go.
That's right. You stay true to who you are and take care of family, because that is very, very important. And I want to thank you for calling in.
No worries. I'm glad I finally caught you guys on the air and I could actually speak to you as opposed to, like, keep looking at the clock while I'm trying to finish something, hoping I have 5 minutes left to call in. Yay!
Yeah.
I got this man. No evil. Yes, I did.
Well, make sure you tell your peoples to call in every Thursday between 6:30 and 7.
You know
and
it.
We always try to, you know, cover different topics. But this topic I had to talk about because I get so sick of the men getting accolades about having all of these different women. But when a woman does it, they always say that, oh, she can't do what a man can do.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, she's a tramp. She's a this, she's a that. And I don't think that's fair.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, the majority of them men who have 5 women, basically, they probably are 5 hoes. I'm just saying, okay,
right.
Because a real woman wouldn't be with a man who has 4 others. I'm just saying.
Are you going to be one of those viewers that watch that My Baby Mama's train wreck that's going to be coming on TV? Did you hear about it?
No. Basically, like I said, between working 9 to 5, and as you can see, it's 6:45. By the time I get home, it's all about making. Mama got to have her insulin. I don't have time for Honey Boo Boo and all of them other folks.
I never
if I'm
going to
watch something, it's going to be Ice Love Coco. Okay.
Okay. Wow.
That's where
well,
I get
don't...
my little fix from. Okay.
Oh, wow. Well, you go ahead and take care of you what you got to do. And we thank you for calling in.
I'm
and
so
viewers
glad.
And listeners that want to call in, please call in now, 347-989-0761, and we'll be right back. Thanks for calling in.
No worries. See you later, darling.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Feel you in my bed. Near me, touch me.
never could get enough of Alicia Keys. Yeah, my topic tonight, what would you call a woman with five lovers? Give me a call, 347-989-0761. As one female caller called in, she said that she would call a woman lucky because that woman would have five different men paying for five different things that she would not have to pay for. Let's think about that. If you have, $1,500 worth of bills, and you have five men paying for all of those bills, that means that all of your money can be saved. Now, sounds like a whole lot of soaking in the tub, but is it worth it, ladies? Is it really worth it having someone pay all of your bills and consider you their lover? And what happens when you want to spend time with only one and another one calls you? How do you juggle that? Like, how do you get around saying, well, I'm busy, I can't be around? So these are the things that you have to think about when you want to have multiple partners. Now, a lot of times men mess up. And I'm going to tell you something, guys, if no one else will. Now, Steve Harvey, you know, he gets on the radio, and he has a book talking to ladies about, you know, how to think like a man, blah, blah, blah. And all of that is good, but let me explain something about you guys, okay? You guys don't think properly. You guys don't think properly because if you thought properly, you would know how to cheat. Women are the best cheaters. You know why? Because we have that extra sensory perception, that ESP, that woman's intuition. We know when you guys are doing other people. So don't get upset when women have multiple lovers or multiple men in their lives, whether they're having sex with them or not. Now, when I was younger, a lot of people used to call me a player, and I must admit, I did play the field. I had a good time. But everybody that you play with, you don't lay with, okay? This is why a lot of women are all worn out looking today, because they slept with everybody. No, it wasn't about going to bed with everybody that called themselves your boyfriend or your lover or your man. You know, there was things that you did with these people that kept their mind off the booty. Now, why do I say keep their mind off the booty? Well, I went to see a comedian by the name of Phyllis Stinkney one time, and she talked about the power of the booty. And I listened carefully to this woman when she spoke, and I realized that men are visual creatures. And as long as you can connect with them visually and tap into that mind frame of fantasy, you don't really have to do but so much, and they will succumb to all of your needs. Trust me, I know this. It is very important, ladies, that you have an agenda. If you're going to deal with a bunch of men at one time, be prepared to be totally detached from them emotionally. Because if you get emotionally involved with every man that you sleep with or that you even talk to, you're looking for problems. You don't want to get emotionally attached to these men. It is a business. Keep it strictly business. Now, men, you may think that you are in control of every situation, but you are totally not in control. When a woman makes up her mind that she wants to be with multiple men, there is nothing that you can do unless you are a pimp. Now, I have another caller calling in, and it looks like the same caller that recently called in. How are you?
I just had to chime in, and I've been listening, and I just wanted to say, tell them, preach it, sister, because guys don't know. They really don't have a clue. And I'm glad you brought that point up. I saw there was 7 minutes and nobody else called, so hey, I just wanted
you
to
know what it is. People call in, but sometimes they call in and they say things that are a little fresh, so we just click them off. You know, it's
yeah.
The power of the button.
It's the power of this being my radio show.
Okay. Thank God. Thank God for that, because had this been 15 years ago, we would have had to endure some serious problems.
You know what? Sad to say, if this was 15 years ago, maybe a show like what you have may not have been possible.
Yeah,
as far as being able to, as a strong black woman, be able to say what you need to say, feel the way you need to feel. We come a long way, even in a short little amount of time, just as powerful black women that we are.
Yes, and the thing that what I was talking about men as far as cheating and trying to be slick, like Steve Harvey tried to tell a lot of women, because let me tell you, I wrote a book called Don't Be Stupid.
I know, I saw it.
It's advice for young people and a few old fools. And let me tell you something. You can tell women all day long, don't do this, don't do that. But there's something about a weak-minded woman that helps a man get over. That is where our problems lie. Our problems lie when we start getting emotional. Now, I don't know whether you remember seeing Eddie Murphy stand up
a long time
ago, but he made a very important statement once. And I listen to comedians because they are foolish, but sometimes they make a lot of sense. And he said something. He said, the first time a man hear you say, ooh, 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 he got you. Now,
I said, wow,
is that all it takes? It's for them to know.
Ever since I heard Eddie Murphy say that, I have never said those words. I have never let on. I said,
but
I learned.
Know, you remember? Now, that right there, anybody that was thinking about being a player should have been listening to what he was saying. Because far as I'm concerned, he was the ultimate player. He got, do you see how many women this man was with? And I'm going to tell you something, Eddie Murphy was no knockout. I mean, but he wasn't bad looking. But
he was
never found him to be that attractive. But he had that cash, and women gravitated to him. And
that personality. Men don't give their personality as much chance. They all trying to be with the money and the what they're wearing and what they're driving.
Exactly.
Actually, talk to a sister and you might get more poo-poo than you think, okay?
Exactly. You know, and I always listen to women. Like I said, I work with a lot of different people. And I listen to a lot of the young girls that are coming up now and the things that they do. And I was like, well, when I was in my 20s and 30s, like, men were different. Like, they were gentlemen. They took you out.
It has to do, it's a generational thing, because we were scared of our mamas. No way was I walking in and telling my mama, at the age of 13, 14, 15, fill in the blank, that I'm pregnant and I don't know who by.
Oh, no.
Okay? But women today, they do it just to get on Murray Povich, okay?
That's a reality show right there. Mm-hmm. I was watching something today with two white chicks was on Anderson Cooper, mother and daughter, doing porn together.
Oh, Lord.
I was like, what is this world? I said, you know what? Is this revelation? Because nobody is paying attention to the signs. I'm like, now, this is too much. Like, to a mother and a daughter, and they're talking about, you know, paying the bills and, you know, believing in each other and working together, but they're doing porn together. But my thing is, the person that produced the TV show actually had them on their show, so you're perpetuating this nonsense.
But you know what? He ain't perpetuating the nonsense. He's doing his job. The people watching are perpetuating the nonsense because they give them the ratings. If you can put anything on, you can put anything on the radio, anything on the TV, but if people don't tune in, you canceled in 3 episodes.
Exactly. And Marlon Wayans was on there, and it seemed like, you know, he was trying his best to make a joke out of everything. But I know he felt uncomfortable up there because
Absolutely.
He comes from a family of strong
women.
And men, but he comes from a family with a man and a woman. The father was in the home, and, you know, he had values no matter what, because you don't really hear about no nonsense with the Wayans. You never heard about nothing
That's
crazy.
That's what I'm saying. It was a generational thing. It's a lot of all of them, because back then our mamas had tons of kids, okay, especially them ones down south. Lord, stop them from procreating. But no matter how many kids you had, they all learned what I call church behavior. You were saying about doing listening to the comedians. Well, one of the things that I do is I do political humor. And my whole thing is as I said, kind of getting with the generational thing. I know you only got 2 minutes left, and I'm about to preach, so I will call in next Thursday, and we can maybe swing the topic back around again. It is such a pleasure, and I'm so glad that I got a chance to call in and speak with you.
I'm so glad to hear a woman's point of view, because a lot of women are not reaching into their playerism.
And there you go.
I want them to reach into their playerism and recapture the community, raise their children, and make these men take care of their children. But at most of the time, close your legs.
Yeah, right.
Yourself.
You shouldn't have to go chasing after a man to take care of
your
child. If you made it with the right man in the first place, this wouldn't even be a conversation.
You know,
just saying.
People always say, "Oh, you know, darling, you can't speak for yourself how you do." I said, "No, I can speak for, because I never was that easy girl. Like I never any man that I ever was with will tell you." Whether we was married, engaged, whatever.
Because you're never
standard.
Too old to get scared, be scared to come home and tell your mama you're pregnant.
You know, and see, back in those days, like, my mother would have got the vacuum cleaner. It's not that. You're not even coming
That's
home.
What
I'm
have saying. Our
was
fear
32.
Was fear. There was no calling social services on your
no,
mama.
No, there was
okay?
no ACS talking about, oh, my mother hit me.
We
what?
Had what we call church behavior. What
exactly.
I tell my, because I work in a university with allegedly educated honors students, and half of them can't even tie their shoes when they hit the door. But to me, the things that you learn while you're still in your mama's arms at church. I learned how to read by sitting in my mama's arms and my nana's arms, following along to the hymns in the Bible, reading the Bible with them. First time I was ever shushed was at church. First time that leg got slapped for kicking the banister was at church.
Well,
church
thank
behavior.
Thank you so much for calling in. And make sure you guys get my book at lulu.com/Lewis. I'm your show's host, and I thank you all for calling in. And those of you that couldn't get in, try next week, Thursday.
Because I'll be here.
Time.
I'll be back.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.